It was in Victorian times that chocolate was first made in Norwich. In our second feature, Derek James writes of the bond formed by the Cayley girls. His words are read by Nigel Howard.
The city centre chocolate factory has long gone, but the bond of friendship between the Cayley girls of the 1950s is as strong as ever, and now they are reaching out for others to get in touch. It was more than 10 years ago when I first told how two former workers at what was then Mackintosh's were looking for friends to join them for a get-together. They were Wendy Riches, now Buckingham, and Doreen Harper, now Graham. They spent most of the 1950s working at the factory, which produced a huge range of mouth-watering chocolates sent all over the world. So many of the girls, straight out of school, grew up together and loved their work at Big Mac's, which did have a special atmosphere all of its own. Even if you didn't work there, I'll bet some of you reading this will have gone on a school visit around the factory. I did in the 1950s and remember the smell so well, the noise, the chatter, and left with a bag of misshapes to eat on the way home. And one of the girls winked at me. Funny the things that stick in your mind. Anyway, Wendy and Doreen would like to hear from more of you if you were working in the factory in those days, so you can join them at one of their gatherings. They usually meet up 2 or 3 times a year. Many of them left to start a family, but they have never forgotten their days at the factory. They worked hard, but they also had a lot of fun. Albert Cayley started making chocolate in Norwich of 1886. The big factory on Chapel Field was bought by John Mackintosh and Son of Halifax in 1932, before merging with Rowntree in 1969. Nestlé bought it in 1988 and then shut the plant 8 years later, despite a storm of protest. The factory, rebuilt after Second World War bombing, was demolished and the Chapelfield shopping complex built. There is precious little to remind us of the factory and the role it played in Norfolk life, but the memories live on. In the summer, 10 of the girls from the 1950s met up in Norwich, and now they would like to find some more for the next meeting in the spring. Back in the 50s, for the girls leaving school, there was factory work. Yes, we still had factories in those days. Jobs in offices or the shops. The weekly wage on the floor at Mackintosh's for youngsters was only a couple of pounds a week, but there were output bonuses to be had. We worked hard. Full time was 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. with 2 10-minute breaks and an hour for lunch. We could always be sure of an excellent meal in the canteen, said Doreen. Hygiene was at a premium. No nail varnish, hair to be covered and finger stores to be worn so as not to mark the chocolates. There were regular nail inspections by Sister Thorne, and if she decided nails were too long, they had to be cut. Everything was done to make sure the chocolates left the factory in perfect condition. In the mornings, music while you work blasted out from the radio in the factory, and in the afternoons, records were played. The girls worked together and went out together. There were bathrooms with towels and soap at the factory so they could get spruced up before going out onto the town. Perhaps to see Bill Haley at the Carlton, or shows at the Hippodrome. Two more centres of entertainment now gone forever. There was also a Miss Mackintosh competition, the MC Band, a swimming club run by Dick Coatman, and a host of other activities at the Elm Social Club. While it was strict, we had a lot of respect for our supervisors. Eric Mackintosh sent everyone a card at Christmas, and there was also a lovely party for the children, added Wendy. Happy old days at Old Mac's. Part of Norwich life for more than a century.